Hi, you're welcome to Enrich Podcast. I'm your host, Oluchi Ajogu, and I am so excited that you are here today listening. In the last episode, we began our talk on purpose, and we concluded that purpose can be discerned by revelation. We also went further to talk about the posture and positioning for purpose. Today, I want to first off remind you that you were born for a reason. There is a purpose for which God has made you. You are not a mistake, and God did not create you to go about life testing out everything to see which one would work for you. Jeremiah 1 verse 5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." Before you were born, God had already ordained you for something. And to answer the question of purpose, the primary thing to do is to ask the one who creates. God is a God of purpose. He never creates anything for nothing. God is not jobless. He never creates anything for nothing. So if you are thinking that you have no purpose, you are wrong. Romans 9:21 says, "Does not the potter have power over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor? For everything God has created, there is a purpose." And God has power over your life because He is the potter that molds you. So, like I said, it would be a foolish thing to go about the pursuit of purpose and remove God from the equation. And I want to share with you that nothing is as fulfilling as living right in the center of God's purpose for your life. Nothing is as satisfying as living in the middle of God's will for your life. There is no substitute for such satisfaction. If you are in God's purpose for your life, if you're working in God's purpose for your life, you will find fulfillment. You will find peace. You will find joy. And most importantly, as the Bible says, all things will work together for your good if you are working according to God's purpose. So, if you're trying to become what you are not, if you're trying to walk in a purpose that is not God's purpose for your life, you would only be abusing whom you are and who God has made you to be. Just like a bucket trying to become a chair. The point where the bucket is bent to be sat on as a chair is the point where abuse begins. But that's how some people live their lives, bending over to become the opposite of what God has made them to be. Follow me to Genesis 28, to a man called Jacob. In Genesis chapter 28, Jacob had collected the blessings from his father and was running away from his brother, who sought to kill him. And in verse 12, something happened. Something happened that began the point that brought about transformation in Jacob's life. Verse 12, he dreamt. That was the point where Jacob first met God. That was the point where Jacob was met by God. In the last episode, we agreed that purpose can be discerned by revelation. And this was Jacob's first point of revelation. We'll read from verse 12 to 22. Stay with me. "Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached the heavens. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, 'I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east. to the north and to the south, and in you and in all your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of the city had been Luz previously. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. Verse 12 began by saying, he dreamt, and behold. You know, to behold means to recognize God, to recognize what he wants you to see. The word behold points to a serious thing. When the Bible says behold, something serious often comes, always comes afterwards. And the pursuit of purpose and the pursuit to find God's purpose for your life, there must be a point of beholding. There must be a point where you recognize the Lord, his will, and his plans for your life. God already has something written about you. Yes, God already has something written about you, a purpose for you to fulfill, but you would never know till you behold. When Jacob woke in verse 16, he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know. Many times we cease to be aware of God and what he has in store for us simply because we don't know he's there. Simply because we are all about every other thing but him. God wants us to look intently at him and recognize who he is to us. And in looking intently at him, we begin to recognize what his plans for our lives are, what our life's purpose should be. One major thing that looking intently at Jesus would do in regards to your purpose is transformation, converting you to become exactly whom God has made you to become. Romans 12 verse 2, according to the Message Bible, says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You will be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. This verse has a lot that we need to chew and swallow and digest. Don't be so well adjusted to your culture. Don't be so well adjusted to what everyone is doing. There is something unique that God has for you. There is something different that God has for you. Don't be so well adjusted to it that you fit into it without even thinking. It says rather, fix your attention on God. And what will happen when you fix your attention on God? You will be changed from the inside out. That is transformation. You would be changed. And when you are changed, you begin to recognize what God wants from you. That is the point of discovering your purpose. And you would also be enabled to quickly respond to it. Some people have found out their life's purpose, but they are not going about it. So focusing on Jesus brings about transformation from the inside out. And you readily recognize whom you are, what God's plans for your life is, and you begin to respond to it. Unlike the culture, unlike the trend, unlike what is going about everywhere that might seem to drag you down, God brings out the best out of you because He's your maker, He's your creator. I mean, what else can bring out the best of you? No human being can bring out the best from you or out of you. Only God brings out the best out of you. It is in transformation that you will discover pointers to your destiny. It's in looking at God that you will discover what He has put into your life. God brings out the best out of you and develops well-formed maturity in you. Like I said, you will discover pointers such as your potentials, that is your abilities, those abilities inherent in you, things God has put in you. There are things God has put in you to fulfill purpose, and those are pointers to your purpose, to what God wants for your life. You will discover your passion, and He would open your eyes to understand that even your experience in life, what you're going through, what you've gone through, are pointers to His purpose for your life. You see, the thing they say, everything happens for a reason. It's not cliche in a sense. Now, God permits certain things to happen in your life just to point you to your purpose. God permits certain things to happen to point you to your purpose. Let us conclude this episode with these two verses. One, Proverbs 16 verse 9 from the Message Bible. It says, "We plan the way we want to live, but only God makes us able to live it." I will take it again. We plan the way we want to live, but only God makes us able to live it. The second verse is Proverbs 16, verse 4. It says, "God made everything with a place and purpose. Even the wicked are included, but for judgment." God made everything with a place and purpose. Stick to the Father. Build intimacy with Him. In Him, you will find your purpose and your place on earth. That's it for today's episode. I hope you were blessed. Stay tuned and stay blessed.